Our next speaker is going to be Vivek Kumar from Rice University, and he'll be presenting his work on Avnera UPC++. So take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Vivek Kumar. I'm from Rice University. This is the title of my talk. This work was done in collaboration with Berkeley Labs, and the outline of the talk is this. I'll start with a brief background. So there are various parallel programming models existing. The simplest one is the shared memory model. Here, the processing elements, which are threads, they share the same piece of memory. Some of the famous implementations of shared memory model includes Silk, Habanero C, OpenMP, and Intel Thread Building Blocks. So next in line is the distributed memory model. Here, the processing elements, which are processors, they don't share any memory, but if they want to access data residing on a remote place, they have to do explicit message passing. So MPI is a de facto standard for distributed memory model. The third one, which tries to strike a balance between shared memory and the distributed memory, is the partition global address space, the PGAS. And here, the processing elements, they have their own private memory as well as a memory which they can share. So the shared memory is called the global address space. So in this example, the processing element 0, 1, and 2, they all have element X in the private space, and Y, variable Y, is in the shared space of processing element 2, and also there is a distributed array in the shared space. So these are the three parallel programming models. The recent one is asynchronous PGAS, that is APGAS, which is basically PGAS plus dynamic tasking. And the two well-known implementations are Chapel and Exton. Here, the places, the processing elements, they have a thread pools where they use work stealing to do a load balancing, and Exton, they also do a distributed work stealing. Now, these are some of the parallel programming models. Now, in most of the PGAS or APGAS implementation, they take the language-based approach. So the compiler is required to translate the user code to the runtime. Now, there are some limitations to this approach, and they are as this. Compiler maintenance definitely requires a maintenance. It definitely requires a maintenance and development cost. It also requires a special debugger. It's not easy to add or introduce new features. It lacks the feature available in mainstream programming language such as C++, and some of the new features in C++ 11 are lambda functions and type inference. And also, the new language such as Chapel and Exton, that's altogether a new language. So it's basically a learning curve for new programmers. Now, coming to the motivation and insights for this work, we basically want to get rid of all those limitations which we just saw in the previous slide. So we want to take a compiler-free approach for APGAS programming. We want to use a modern mainstream language, C++. We don't want to burden a user to learn a new language and start using our implementation. Then we rely on since we are a library-based approach and we use a mainstream language, we rely on the compiler, some major compiler construction organization. And we save the effort of maintaining a compiler for all. So we'll quickly go through the related work. So Chapel and Exton, we have just seen they are APGAS in the APGAS family. They are language, they are new language, and they need a compiler support for the translation from user to runtime. They provide dynamic load balancing capabilities. UPC++, a quite recent implementation, previous year in IPDPS 2014. So this also takes a compiler-free approach for writing UPC programs. It heavily relies on the C++ templates to translate, the user to the runtime code. The C++ 11 features are optional here, and it does not provide, dynamic load balancing. You can definitely launch asynchronous activities, but there is no load balancing happening over there. Now, there's also a work called UPC Work Stealing Library. Here, they do allow interplace dynamic load balancing, but there is no thread pool kind of concept within a place, so no load balancing within a place. And also it does not support, you know, async finish style programming, which is generally introduced from Xten, which is very productive. So the insight for our work, we call our library as Habanero UPC++ library. It's basically marrying the Habanero asynchronous programming model with the UPC++. And we heavily rely on the C++11 lambda functions and type inference. We'll see how we do that in further slides. Now, we'll see what is the programming model for Habanero UPC++. Before we go there, as I mentioned, we heavily rely on the lambdas, C++11 lambdas. So we will first see how a C++11 lambda looks like and what happens actually. So this is the template of a C++11 lambda. This is their automatic type inference. Func is the lambda function name. Here you can say which all variables you want to capture. You can capture either by value or by reference. You can just leave it empty if you don't want to capture anything. You can specify the list of arguments you want to pass to this statement and the optional return type. And when you want to execute it, you simply execute it like a function call. You pass the list of arguments. So how actually the C++11 compiler takes care of this? So whenever a lambda function is created, the C++11 compiler internally creates a class for each and every lambda. It has an overloaded function call operator whose body contains the statements, and the member variables of the class are the variables which are captured here, and they also have the access to the global variables. Now when you execute this, it means you are simply calling the function call, overloaded function call operator. That's how you execute this lambda. Okay, so let's see the Habanero UPC++ programming model. We follow the SPMD approach. The places in Habanero UPC++, which is processing elements, so the places can launch both local and remote asynchronous tasks. The local task, we follow the Habanero asynchronous programming model. For remote task, we use UPC++ for the communication. Now, we also use a fixed pool of workers per place, which takes care of the work stealing load balancing. But currently, it's only limited to the intra place. Extending it to the inter place is our future work. Okay, so I'm trying to compare the async finish programming in Habanero C to Habanero UPC++. So Habanero C is basically a language-based approach. Here, you need a compiler to translate from the user to runtime. So the finish looks like this, whereas in Habanero UPC++, you have to only specify the list of variables which you want to capture. So this becomes a lambda function. So it looks almost similar, but you altogether get rid of the compiler. Okay, now how is the async implemented? In Habanero C, the async syntax is this. This in, out are the variables you specify, which are read-only, write-only, or read and write both. And then you say the statements, which is the body of the async. Now in Habanero UPC++, altogether we get rid of this. So we just specify the list of variables which we want to capture. Let's say we want to capture all the variables in the local scope by value, we can simply pass equal to over there. It will capture all the values by all the variables by values. So this is the syntax for Habanero UPC++ async finish programming. Okay. Now before we see the interplace, the tasking functions, the functions provided by Habanero UPC++, let's see what is there already existing in UPC++. So UPC++ has two types of asynchronous function, that is remote function invocation and remote copy. So remote function invocation, it has something which looks like finish and async. So we'll see the difference what it is, but the async syntax look like this. You say the destination place where you want to launch this statement. You can specify the argument list. However, this async cannot capture any variables over here. That's the limitation here. And also, this finish will wait for the async, which is with all the nested asyncs. The finish cannot take care of that. Only in the lexical scope it will wait for that. So this is how the finish and async, you know, looks like in UPC++. And the remote copy, it uses an async copy function. You specify the source, destination, and the count. There is an async copy fence, which will wait for all the previously launched async copy. Okay, so how interplace dynamic tasking in Habanero UPC++ looks like? So we have a finish SPMD. So this will take care, basically, for all the local asynchronous tasks as well as the remote asynchronous task. So you might confuse that. Already I mentioned one finish and now finish SPMD. So in a sense, a finish SPMD, you know, can behave similar to a finish. So, but just for, you know, the performance purpose, if there is no inter-node transfer happening, inter-node task, then we use finish. If they are happening, we use finish SPMD otherwise. So again, in finish SPMD, it's again a lambda function. We specify the list of variables which we want to capture. We can include any all the Habanero dynamic tasking constructs, which are 4 of them. You can see the paper for the detail. And we also have a special remote function invocation. Here, the difference between this and the UPC++ is like you can capture all the variables and you can pass it to the remote place. We can also club the async copy within this finish, which was not possible in UPC++. And we have also optionally provided a data-driven future with this async copy. So what happens is like once we can schedule a task, a data-driven task along with in the same finish scope, which will get executed only once this async copy, you know, has been finished. Only the data has been transferred to the remote place. After it is transferred, this DDF will be written, it will be satisfied, and then this async will be executed. Async await will execute. So this is the purpose of this data-driven future. Okay, so now let's see how we have implemented. So this is the software stack for Habanero UPC++ program. You have the Habanero, when you write the Habanero UPC++ program, you have to just include the header file. You use a C++ 11 compiler. In our case, it is GCC, G++. Now, we get the .o files. Now, for linking, we need a runtime. So the Habanero UPC runtime comprises of UPC++ runtime for communication and OCR, which is providing the works tilling within a node, within a place. Now, we'll link it finally to get the executable. Okay, so how does the Habanero UPC++ runtime is implemented? We will divide it in three parts. First is, you know, mapping the lambda function to the runtime. Then integrating the OCR with the UPC++. And finally, the termination, the global termination happening, the global termination detection. Let's see how we map the lambda function to the runtime. So this is the syntax for the async, the local asynchronous task. So this is the lambda function passed by the user. And as the call passes to the runtime simply, he will heap allocate this lambda and pass to the OCR and say that, hey, this is a local async, this is not a remote async. Why does it heap allocate the lambda? It's just because this async might be inside a function, and the finish may be outside that function. So once you get out of that function, if you don't heap allocate, it is stack allocated and you lose track of that. So just to make sure that it remains there when the worker trying to execute it, it is heap allocated. Now, if you notice, we have a function template, steady function here. Now, why do we need this? Basically, it's a general function template which can use to, you know, store and invoke lambdas and point to lambda functions. Now, when we want to introduce async at, we cannot use this same thing. We have to do some modifications. And why is that? Async at means remote place. So when we want to execute a lambda function at the remote place, we want to ship this pointer as well as the closure objects, the objects which we have captured. We want to do both. So that's why we template that. We use a template here in for async at. So that it becomes a destination place and the lambda of type T. The body will contain of two parts, the if and else. So if it's a remote place, if it's not a remote place, if it's my own place, then simply behave like a normal async, a local async, and pass to the OCR. heap allocate and pass to the ACR and say that it's a local async. However, if it is a remote place, then you have to do something different. And what is that? You first transfer the Lambda from your private space to the shared space, that is your own partition in the global address space. You first allocate a memory over there, then you copy this Lambda, we'll call this as share Lambda. Now then you pass that share Lambda pointer and say that this is a remote async, just that OCR can maintain the difference, that how it has to schedule between the local and the remote. Okay, so now the mapping is done. Now how do we integrate the OCR with UPC++? So let's take a very simple example like this. So we have a main function, there's a finish SPMD, it contains some local asynchronous task as well as the remote asynchronous task. Now as I mentioned, we follow the SPMD execution model. So and also in our case, we divide, as I mentioned, we have a thread pool per place. Now we have two types of worker in the thread pool. We call them as a communication worker and a computation worker. We have only one communication worker per place and the rest n minus one is the computation worker. So it's the job of communication worker to start the job, to launch the main function. So it will simply execute this Lambda function and schedule the local task and the remote task. How it is done, we'll see that. So let's take an example of two node, that is node 0 and node n. So we have two computation worker and one communication worker. So the thread pool size is 3. Now the communication worker maintains two types of deck. One is the normal work stealing deck, which we call as in deck, and the other one is a semi-concurrent deck, which we call as out deck. Now the computation worker will have just one deck, which is, you know, which is the normal work stealing deck. And this approach actually, it's quite similar to HCMPI, which was in IPDPS 13, that the approach of, you know, having a dedicated communication worker and separate computation worker. But there they don't have, you know, two types of deck for communication worker, which we follow. Now here, when the communication worker starts the main function, it will come across the local asynchronous task first. So whenever it comes across a local asynchronous task, local async, it will simply push it to the in deck. And when it comes across the remote asyncs, it will push to the out deck. Now only it has to do is push in the appropriate decks. And then finally it will wait over here. What it does, we'll see that later. Okay, so now all the asyncs are put in the correct decks. Now the computation worker are free. So they start by stealing. Okay, I missed that. Okay, so here, once the remote asyncs are passed to the out deck, then it has to go to the remote place. For that to happen, we use the UPC++ runtime for communication. And when we pass that remote, when they pass that Lambda to the remote place, we simply again push the Lambda to the in deck of the communication worker at the remote place. So that's how it has done. So in this case, we can see the communication worker, you know, it's basically non-blocking. It never blocks. All it has to do is simply push to the appropriate deck. The computation worker, they don't have anything to do at the moment. So they start with stealing from the in deck of communication worker and launch the task. It can again contain some nested async, which can again be, you know, the remote or the local async. When it's local async, they simply push it to their own work stealing deck, local deck. However, if they come across any remote async, they will push to the out deck of the communication worker. So this is how, you know, the OCR is integrated with UPC++. Now, how to detect the termination? How the communication worker at each of the place can safely come out of this finish SPMD? To do that, at the end of the finish SPMD, they will be trying to run in an infinite while loop, where actually they do these things. The first is they have to pop all the tasks from the out deck. So the out deck are the asynchronous tasks for the remote place, launch for the that's a remote task. They simply pop out and execute it. It will go to the UPC runtime, and then it is passed to the remote place. Now they have to push now here as this communication worker has received a task, then a remote task, it will push it to the index. So it pushes to the index. Now after that is done, it will each of the communication worker will count how many tasks are there in the flight, both you know local and remote at that place. And then they will participate in an all reduced global sum reduction, and they see the global count of pending tasks. If there are no pending tasks, they will simply come out of this while. And that's how we terminate, we do the termination detection. Now coming to the results, this is the experimental setup. We use two benchmarks, sample sorting and Lulish. The machine is Edison supercomputer. Each node comprised of, you know, two socket, 12 CPUs each. When we run any experiment, we are launching one place per socket, and we are using GCC compiler 4.9.0 because only from 4.7.0 onwards, we have the C++7 functionality available. So we first show the weak scaling for both sample sort and Lulish. So in this experiment, we are launching, you know, places 1 to 512, and at each place, we vary the number of work stealing workers as 1, 4, 8, and 12. We increase the workers. As we do, we see the better performance. The maximum we saw was like a performance benefit of 3.5x by increasing the worker from 1 to 12 at 5 and 12 places. And for Lulish, also we do the same. We have the same experimental setup. Here we saw the maximum benefit as 2x performance benefit here. Now, now let's see how does have another UPC++, you know, compares to default UPC++. So again, here we have this experiment for sample sort, and here what we are doing is we are trying to compare n places of have another UPC++ work with 12 running with 12 workers. So each place running with 12 workers, and we compare that with 12 n places of UPC++ just to have a fair comparison, and then we see that, you know, it behaves almost similar, both have another UPC++ and UPC++. Whereas for Lulish, the story is a little different. Okay, here we cannot have the same configuration as in sample sort, so we have to run with one have another UPC++ with one worker and compare to single place, one place for, you know, UPC++. So here we see that consistently, you know, UPC++ is performing, you know, 20% better than have another UPC++. So Lulish is a pretty regular kind of benchmark. It contains data parallel loop doing some operation on arrays. So work stealing is generally, you know, well suited for, you know, irregular kind of applications. So we anticipate that when we try it out on those kind of application, we'll definitely will be able to perform much better. We also have some overheads currently, and that's because we are doing some heap allocation of lambdas, which is very bulky. So we are trying to get rid of those also, do some optimizations for that also. And finally, to summarize, we have developed a C++-based compiler for PGS library, which we say Habanero UPC++. It is intermixing Habanero asynchronous tasking with UPC++. We have work stealing happening within a place, and you know, for interplace communication, we use UPC++, and we are getting pretty good results, you know, with sample sorting and Lulish. It's available on GitHub, and together with the benchmark, you can try it out yourself. Thank you.